At 6:30, cloudy and 72. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Joe Dorman's organization, the Oklahoma Institute for Child Advocacy, is working to prevent adverse childhood experiences, and he abhors what he sees with families being separated at the U.S. border.
Just the reports of what we're seeing coming out of the camps and the facilities, this is no way for children to be treated.
Dorman says even if youngsters are only separated for a day or two from parents, the emotional and physical trauma can last for years. A report from the independent journalism group Oklahoma Watch shows gubernatorial candidate Kevin Stitt has never voted in an Oklahoma gubernatorial election. Registered in 1999, Stitt, according to the Oklahoma Watch report, has only voted in 8 elections. The head of Oklahomans for Health may take legal action against the Rogers County Sheriff. Chip Paul was forcibly removed from a meeting on medical marijuana hosted by the sheriff's office. The ACLU says the sheriff used force to silence political speech. Well, with a week to go, medical marijuana is capturing a lot of attention. Governor Fallon says if State Question 788 is approved, it would essentially allow the recreational use of pot in the state. Vote Yes's Jed Green says the no side is now using scare tactics, like implying that people could smoke in restaurants. He says Oklahoma's no smoking law would stand.
That law applies to cigarettes, cigars, vape, anything that is smoked, and also will apply to medical marijuana.
You'll vote next Tuesday on the state question. A man is arrested in connection with the murder of an elderly man last week in a Tulsa home invasion. 20-year-old Rick Davison had been working as a tree trimmer at the man's home near the farm shopping center. There is new information this morning regarding the lapse of medical protocol at the Cherokee Nation's Hastings Hospital. A nurse did not follow proper procedure in administering IV medication. Hospital CEO Brian Hale says when they learned of the issue, they discussed how best to tell the patients.
We had a lengthy debate about the best method of notifying patients, and we felt that in the interest of protecting their privacy, a phone call one-to-one was the best way to do that.
Over 180 patients were called and urged to be screened for HIV and hepatitis. All of the results thus far have been negative. The nurse, who has been identified as the son of Cherokee Chief Bill John Baker, no longer works for the tribe. Our weather forecast: a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high today of 87. Rain chances at 50% tonight, down to 70 for a low. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly cloudy, rain to our west, and 72. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.